Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written and recorded for us by Ron Hawk of the Sharpening Blog. It's titled, Crowning Achievements, and was originally posted April 20, 2010. Now to read more great posts like today's, visit Ron's weblog at hawktools.wordpress.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll make sure to have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
Crowning Achievements, April 20th, 2010. Much has been written about the uses of a crowned or cambered or radiused edge on plane irons. I'm no expert on woodworking techniques, so I'll leave those details to others more qualified to discuss how to put a crowned blade to best use. And much, too, has been written about how to create a crowned edge. When hand sharpening a plane blade, it is almost easier to add a bit of crown than not to, especially when the honing action is diagonal or side to side, as it usually is when freehanding the blade on the stones. The natural tendency is to apply extra pressure on the corner of the blade that's leading the way. Back and forth like that, and you'll have worn a bit more off of the corners. A crown is born. Honing guides are useful helpers at the sharpening bench. They can allow you to repeat a specific angle reliably, bear down hard to reshape an edge, often eliminating the need for a powered grinder, work the tiniest micro bevel to save time and effort, and yes, they can be employed to add a bit of crown to a blade. Most honing guides will allow some small amount of slop if you add pressure to one corner, then the other as you stroke the blade along the stones. By doing so, you'll create a curved, crowned edge. Lee Valley even offers an aftermarket camber roller that replaces the cylindrical roller in their Mark II honing guide, which makes it easier to tilt the guide as you hone. Enter Dave Powell of Powell Manufacturing, the man who started DMT, the Diamond Abrasives Experts. Dave has teamed up with Toshio Odate to make a diamond honing plate that creates a crowned blade automatically. Well, it's not automatic. You still have to push the blade back and forth on the plate. The plate has a longitudinal, semi-cylindrical, hollow shape that is 2.5 thousandths of an inch deep. Honing a blade in the convex channel will put a 2.5 thou crown on the blade. The Powell Odate crowning plates come in 4 grits, 60 micron, roughly 220 grit, 45 micron, about 325 grit, 25 micron, 600 grit, and 9 micron, 1200 grit. After refining your new crowned edge with the 9 micron plate, you use Powell's Odate dressing plate, which is convex by 2.5 thousandths, to dress a hollow in one side of your 4,000 and 8,000 grit water stones. Norton White and Gold stones are recommended by Powell. Now you can continue to refine and polish your crowned edge on the fine stones. This is Ron Hawk from hawktools.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.